you turn with me tonight to Psalm 51, I want to share something with you tonight before we come and pray in these altars. I'm appreciative of what the Lord did in our service on Sunday. Actually, both services, but Sunday night was kind of just a tremendous cap to everything He'd been doing and the way He moved in our hearts and lives. Amen. I want to read these verses because they capture the desire of a man for what he wants God to do with his heart. Do you ever want God to do something with your heart? Amen. Why don't you stand? I'm just going to read three verses, and I may not even get back to them. I just want to share something simple tonight, but I trust it'll help us as we pray. The psalmist says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit." The psalmist is saying, "Lord, I need some adjustments made on my heart." You ever need some adjustments made on your heart? Amen. Now, this is going to be a little different tonight. I need my phone to help with this. I've got an iPhone. If you got an iPhone, let me see your hand tonight. This is not an altar call because I have one. If you have an iDevice, okay. If you don't, please understand, this is a sermon. This is an illustration. I'm not promoting iPhone. I'm not trying to say how bad your phone is because you have an Android. I'm not saying any of those, okay? It's an illustration. But I want to talk about an OS update tonight. An update. You can be seated. I've already killed the spirit, and I'm not even preaching yet. When we were at the Sunday school picnic, thank you, brother. When we were at the Sunday school picnic, we had a great time, but I was listening to our acoustics and the singing that was going on outside as we were sitting around, and I heard him singing a one song, "Telephone to Glory, Oh What Joy Divine, I Can Feel the Current Moving on the Line, Built by God the Father, but for His." You can talk to Jesus on this royal telephone. Now, I like that. I grew up with that. I like that. But listen, most of these young people here, they hardly know. They hardly, it's like a museum piece, know what a telephone is. You say, don't they use a cell phone? Yes, but not for making phone calls. And if they're teenagers, they sure don't receive phone calls either. They text. They do other things with their phone. And I was listening to sing, and I got to thinking, you know, maybe we need to update. First of all, we need to update our illustrations in our songs. Maybe online with Jesus. You got to understand something. If you're a minister, if you're a preacher, you can take a trip to the farm, museum, grocery store, anything, and all of a sudden you're thinking in terms of the scripture and spiritual truths and illustrations. Well, what I'm referring to tonight, the OS update, just recently Apple came out with a new update for their iDevices, the OS 6. And as I was downloading that, as I was getting that on my devices, I began to think about some spiritual truths, and I begin to think about the verses that I read here. Create of me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not the... I begin to think of those verses. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And here's some things I want to make. First of all, that update, that OS, stands for operating system. Now, you guys can tell this better than I can, but I happen to be the one needing to preach tonight. But an operating system is not the hard stuff you see here. It's not the device itself. It's that computer language in there that tells the device how to work. It tells the device how to work and how to run programs you put on it. That's the operating system. You say that's self-evident. It's the system that makes the thing operate. Great. That's the operating system. But I want to start right here. How many knows that each one of us have an operating system? I mean, here's the hardware. The body's the hardware. But I'm telling you, within each of us is that which makes us work. It's that that makes us who we are. It's that within us that determines how we act, how we react. Amen. It determines all of these processes that go through. And what is our operating system? Well, it's a lot of things. If you want to just be simple, our operating system is our heart. I'm not talking about the thing that pumps blood. I'm talking about the heart the Bible talks about. But our operating system is that collection of our attitudes, our desires, our wishes, our motives, our dreams, the choices we've made. But our operating system is more than just those things. It's the decisions we've made, but it's also our relationship that we have with God. All of those things together determine the operating system of our life that determines how we act, what we do, what we say, how we think, and how we feel. We have an operating system. And I have found as a person and as a believer, every once in a while, I need God to update my operating system. I mean, you know, some of us begin to sense that a device needs an update because things stop working the way they should. There's things you call bugs. It should work this way, it doesn't. It should be this way, it doesn't. You add a program, the program doesn't work, and you begin to think they need to have an update, an upgrade to this. And I feel that way about our hearts. I mean, things aren't working the way. We're not thinking the way we ought to think. We're not feeling the way we ought to feel. We're not making the decisions that we ought to make. And sometimes we just need to say, God, it's time for an update to my operating system. I begin to read before I actually did the update, things like this. Here's how they advertised it. The iOS 6 gives you more features to make the things you do every day even better. Well, I'm going to tell you, God's update to your operating system gives you more spiritual features to make the things you do every day even better. God knows how to do this. It went on to say it's free and easy to upgrade wirelessly. Hallelujah. We'll talk about that in a moment. But, you know, really, and I'm not minimizing spiritual things, but really getting what we need for our heart is a whole lot easier than we make it sometimes. It's not God's ability to update our heart. It's our resistance to it. I'm talking about an update to the operating system. Well, since we're talking about iDevices, I want to tell you, Steve Jobs made the iPad, the iPhone. How many knows that? I didn't expect you to shout. I just want to know, did you know it? Steve Jobs, he made the iPhone, but God made Steve Jobs. And if Steve Jobs can think up an update for his operating system, my God can think up and know how to administer an update for our operating system. How many's getting a sense of what I'm talking about when God begins to update us? Oh, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Recently we had a problem with Sandra. She uses one of those headsets so she can talk while she works, and it's Bluetooth, and we kept thinking something was wrong with her headset. We went through two or three of those and kept working with that, and then we thought maybe it's the phone itself, and we worked on that, and finally I did some researches, and it's neither her phone or her earpiece. It was the operating system that came with that original model. And here we was trying to think this is wrong, and all the time all it needs is an update. I'm telling you what happens. Here's how you can tell you need an update. Something's always wrong with everything and everybody. And you keep thinking the problems of your life are this person's fault and this thing's fault. And you begin to look at your life and nothing looks good and nothing looks like it works. And you begin to think all these things. I need a new place. I need a new job. I need a new church. And all the time, you don't need anything physically new. You and I, all we need is a spiritual update in our hearts. Amen. And so I kept thinking about this. You know, an update is in fact an upgrade. I mean, what kind of advertisement would it be? There's the OS 7 out. You got to get this. It'll make your phone run worse than it's ever run. You'll have more bugs than you ever had. No. Every time they advertise an update, it's because you'll get more features and it'll take out more bugs. Well, I want to tell you, this update that God does never leaves somebody in worse shape. I'll tell you, when God gets a hold of my heart, I'll tell you what he does. He gives me more spiritual features and he takes care of a whole lot of bugs that are in my life. Hallelujah. Well, I have found that with my iPhone, to get an update, some things are necessary. Amen? To get an update, some things are necessary. Here's what they are. First of all, and this is what I had to do with my phone, and I believe this is what we need to do with our God. Number one, to get that update, I had to have a connection. Wireless connection, whatever kind of connection, I had to have a connection. I want to tell you, to have an update of our mind and the renewing of our mind and our soul and our spirit, it's this simple. We just need a connection with heaven. Hallelujah. I want to ask you tonight across the building, when's the last time you can truly say you had a connection with heaven? It's through those connections with heaven that God is able to give us an update. And the best way I know how to have a connection to heaven is through prayer and worship. How many notice as you begin to pray and worship, there's a connection to heaven? Next time you feel that connection to heaven, say, "Ooh, hallelujah, I'm about to get an update." Amen. An update to my operating system. So number one, I had to have a connection. Number two, if you have an update, number two, you have to make room. As soon as I started that update procedure, it told me you do not have, a better language in this, but it says you do not have enough room on your device. This update takes so much space, and you don't have enough space on your device. Please, make more storage. Delete some things so you can have this operating update. And that's exactly what I did. I had to take my phone and my iPad, and I got rid of those apps, those programs that I didn't really need. I got rid of those apps, those programs that I didn't really use. And on some of them, I had to get rid of some that I just, you know, I really could live without. And before it was over, I had cleared enough space in my device that the update would go through. You know why sometimes God's updates don't go through? Our lives are just too full and too cluttered. Sometimes we need to make space in our heart and mind where God can update. I don't know what might be filling up your storage of your heart. It might be a grudge. It might be bitterness. It might be a temptation. It might be self-pity. It might be a secret sin. It might be a critical spirit. You get all those things, and there's just not room for an update. And you start praying, and God says, "I'd love to give you an update, but you need to clear out some things." And so you begin to weep and say, "Oh, God, I don't need that. I don't want that. That shouldn't be in my life. That's a detriment to me." And you begin to call out to God and repentance and seeking him and clearing out space, and all of a sudden it'll come up. Now there's enough room. I can do an update to your heart. Oh, hallelujah. At least I would have amens from the Apple fans tonight. That would be great. And so I had to have a connection. I had to make room. The third thing I had to do was accept the terms. Because when you begin to do this update, they come up with all that legalese, you know. How many really reads that, all of that, before you say, "I've read this and I accept it"? Amen. But it simply will not complete that update until you accept the term. Now, you know, here's what I've found with those things. Whether you read them all or not, one thing I'm sure of, you can't negotiate them. You can't say, "Apple, well, I agree with this one, but I don't agree with that one. I'm not going to buy by that." There's no to go. You either accept them or you don't. How many knows what I'm talking about? And I want to tell you to get the update that we need to accept God's terms. How many has found that there is no negotiating with God? If we get what we need from God, it can't be where we get in this argument and say, well, okay, God, if you'll do this, I'll give you this. And, well, Lord, you can have this, but you can't have that. And, Lord, I'll do this, but I won't do that. You start in that negotiating business, and you'll never have the update in your heart. You know how that update for that operating system went through? I just clicked on accept. Oh, it's a wonderful thing spiritually. When if we would just simply click on the accept to God's terms. How many has been there when you've clicked that accept to God's terms and suddenly the update went through to your heart? Oh, I don't want to bore you, but I'm telling you, I desire an update to my operating system. And then another thing that it took, I had to have a connection, I had to make room, I had to accept terms, but I had to give it time. It took time. I don't know how long it took, depending on your device, several minutes. But it wasn't an immediate thing. Now, I'll talk about that in a moment. But, you know, there's a lot, you know, one of the reasons we don't receive the spiritual update we need is we just don't give enough time to it. I heard a preacher last week, one of the speakers, he said he was at a church and sat just a little bit back, but the people would be called to the altar. And he said, literally, before I could get to the altar, the first people that had come there were already getting up. Just as I was walking down the aisle. He said, literally, before I could walk down the aisle and get to the altar, the first people that had arrived were already getting up. They were through. They used to make this statement, I believe it's true. It takes time to be holy. I'm not talking about a work. I don't know how you are, but sometimes it takes time to make that connection. It takes time to clear our minds. And it, just like it took time for the update, we need to give God time to work in our hearts. That's why it's a wonderful thing. I'm not talking about an endurance contest, but that's why it's a wonderful thing when God is moved and when the word is preached, we come to the altar. Just tarry there and give God time to give the operating system an update. And not just time at church, but time at home, a time alone, time that's quiet. Give it time. Amen. Now see, here's what I have found. God can give me what I need in a split second. What takes time is getting me to the place God can give it to me in a split second. How many believes God can give you the update you need just like that? But it takes time for me to get to that place. Praise the name of the Lord. Would you come, music? Now, in God's original design, there were no bugs. I'm talking about when He designed us. The bugs came because of sin. But with every update of our operating system, God takes care of a few more of the bugs of our nature and our being. And something else He wonderfully does, He gives us new features. We've been talking about receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, that's a great update to get. You talk about getting a few features with this thing. Amen? It's an update to our operating system. Now for this Apple fan club, after that operating system had first come out, you would hear people ask each other at church, before church, after church, at businesses, have you got the update yet? How many heard that going on? Did you get that new update? That's a good question for even church. Have you got that soul update? Have you got it yet? Most phones have this feature. If I took the time, it's got a place you can go here into the settings, and you can go down here and hit it here, and it says update, and you can click on update, and it says right here checking. And it came up, as far as my phone is concerned, with a great message. It says, your software is up to date. Now, if it wasn't up to date, it would say, there is a more recent update than, it doesn't say just like this, but it says there's a more recent update than that old thing you're running right now. And then you can start the process that we talked about tonight. But I'm wondering, if we took the time on our soul to start pushing the right buttons, and our, let the Spirit of the Lord do the checking of our heart, would it come up, this system is updated with the most recent update? Or would it come up, there's a more recent update available? Well, you know, I kind of feel like, you know, maybe we do get those places every once in a while where it would say this operating system is up to date. But I think for most of us, however long we've served God, amen, wherever we're at, I think there's something in our heart that says, God, I want an update tonight. I know God's Spirit moved on me Sunday night. I know I felt His presence. I know God spoke to me. But Lord, tonight, I'd like another update on myself. There's a few more bugs I've discovered and a few more features that I need. Won't you just do an update on my operating system? Create in me a clean heart, oh God. Can you cry that out tonight? Create in me a clean heart, oh God. And renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. And restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. He didn't put it in that language. But what that psalmist was crying out, God, my soul needs something from heaven. Won't you come down and do what I can't do? I couldn't make that update on my phone on myself. I don't know the language. I can't do that. Amen. The psalmist had created me a clean heart. I've thought about that a lot, because when you create something, you make it. When you truly create something, you make it out of nothing like God did. And sometimes I've prayed and I said, God, my heart needs something, but I don't even have the stuff to make a new heart. I don't even have the material there. But oh God, you can create in me a clean heart. What I don't have, you can give me. And when you get through, I can have that newness of spirit. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the updating, by the renewing of your mind. Let's stand tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, may this on a Wednesday night, I know you're already moving, you're already speaking, you're already refreshing. But on a Wednesday night, God, may somebody receive that update of their operating system of their heart. I want to ask you tonight, let's just pray a minute, but I'm going to ask you all over this building, from the youngest of us to the oldest, what about it? Do you need an update? Is your worship working the way it should work? Is your prayer life, is it working the way it should? What about it? Are you thinking the thoughts that you should think, or are those errant thoughts coming in? What about those attitudes? What about the motive? What about maybe some actions? Amen. Amen. Couldn't we not cry with the psalmist tonight? Lord, create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. Hallelujah. Take not thy Holy Spirit, but restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. I believe the connection's here. I'd just like to give the altar call tonight. If you'd like an update of your operating system, would you come and spend some time before the Lord? Say, Lord, update me. Update me, Lord. Update my operating system. Amen. Hallelujah. I want a brand new touch. I want a fresh touch. I need you, Lord. I need your spirit. I need your presence. Update me, Lord. Update my operating system. Hallelujah. Create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit.
Exchange.
Oh, seek the Lord.
Take your joy for my weakness. Give me a clean heart.
Take the time to let Him do it. Seek that connection with Him.
Nobody but you.
Seek that connection with Him. Oh, seek that connection. Make the time. You might need to make room. Lord, forgive me of this. Lord, take that out of my heart. I delete that out of my life.
That's right.
Oh, update my offering. Lord, I want a brand new touch. I want a freshness. I want a newness. Oh, blessed be your name. 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 Update me. Won't you just cry out to God tonight? Update me, Lord. Oh, God, move. Take the bugs out of my life.
When you tell me,
I got to have you, Lord. I must have you, Lord.
Just lay your hands on me, Lord.
Move, dear Jesus.
And I will be brand new. I am calling out to you for a strength exchange. I will gladly take your joy for my weakness. Give me a clean heart, and I will serve nobody but you. Nobody but you. Give me a clean heart and a better one, I pray. Stay on path you've chosen and stick with it all the way. Give me a clean heart and I will serve nobody but you. Give me a clean heart. I'm coming now to you to keep my heart from fainting. This is all I know to do. Just lay your hands on me, Lord, and I will be brand new. I am worshiping your great and holy name.
I'm determined to have life with no chains.
Give me a clean heart and I will serve nobody but you. Clean heart, and I will serve nobody, nobody but you. No, give me a clean heart, and a better one, I pray. Stay on the path you've chosen and stick with it all the way. Give me a clean heart and I will serve nobody but you. Give me a clean heart and I'm coming now to you to keep my heart from fainting. This is all I know to do. Just lay your hands on me, Lord, and I will be brand new. And I am worshiping your great and holy name. I'm determined to have life with no chains. Give me a clean heart and I will serve nobody but you. Oh, clean heart and I will serve nobody but you.
I am called.